Welcome to the Jeremy Mullins podcast, where we take a deep dive into different educational topics to help you optimize your life. I am here today with Dr. Victor. I don't feel like Dr. Victor or Dr. Vic yet, so I'm just going to go with Dr. Victor today.
Well, I've got a friend who is nice and sarcastic. He sent me a wedding invitation, and the discussion was, do we go with doctor or captain? And I was like, well, I think since I'm just a junior officer right now, doctor is more important than captain, but you know, maybe once I'm in the field grade, we might replace those a little bit. My name on the front of the envelope was, you know, that long.
You've been called a lot worse, right?
Many times.
So if you're new to the podcast, your first time listening, I am Jeremy. I am your host. I'm a registered dietitian by trade, also a captain in the National Guard. And Vic is a PhD professor at Maryville University. So Vic comes on as one of the Jeremy and Friends episodes where we just talk about different stuff. And we get to pull out a little bit of the research because he is definitely a little bit more versed in that field, just secondary to his teachings and you know, his degree. And today we wanted to touch on caffeine intake. And, you know, we were talking about this, like, there is so many ways that we can, and for those that watch the movie Suits, I guess Stuff the Cat. Do you watch Suits?
Okay, it's been a while. I don't get to watch much TV.
It was just funny. It was the episode. It was the secretary, what's the funny lawyer's name? Gosh, I'm drawing a blank today. Anyway, it was like supposed to be, there's many ways to skin the cat, and he was like, no, stuff the cat, and it's like, that's not it. It's skin the cat. But anyway, with caffeine, I think from the beginning, I want to say there's two things. One, don't be stupid, right? I think that's a big thing that I would put out there, that unfortunately I'm seeing this in a younger population right now, of just like drinking multiple energy drinks a day, right? So it's like, hey, you know, hey, be smart about it, right? You know, if you're drinking 5-6 energy drinks a day and taking a pre-workout also, like, that's probably a little excessive when it comes to caffeine intake. You know, so that's the side of it. But on the flip side too, you know, we shouldn't be afraid of a small dose of caffeine correctly timed, you know, for either better workouts or to stay up late if you have, you know, something that requires your lack of sleep for a little bit. If we're talking about like military, because, okay, do we have a mission that's going to keep us up for extended hours, right? Or in the sense of like, you know, are you a college student and your quote unquote mission is, you know, finals, where you're not going to get much sleep for a 3 to 4 day block, then we can use caffeine in these, you know, situations to increase our performance and increase our outcome.
You know, what's interesting, you know, one of the papers that I looked up when we were looking at doing this one had to do specifically with pilots and accidents in aviation for, you know, night missions.
Right.
And, you know, what are the effects on, you know, regular caffeine consumption, et cetera. And they perform very well on any type of like psychomotor vigilance test. So much more aware, much more alert. You know, caffeine, the whole purpose is it blocks adenosine receptors. And that's what gives you that perception of an alertness.
Well, let's take a little bit, you know, right there. Talk about the adenosine receptors and how, you know, that builds throughout the day and applies what we call sleep pressure, right? You know, so just speak a little bit of that, of like, how, what is the natural, like, as I start to get tired, you know, that means that the adenosine is building up, correct? And then if I do caffeine, it goes in and blocks that, so I don't have that feeling of the sleep pressure. Can you take a little time to explain that in detail for me? I know I put you on the spot, right?
Yeah. I'm trying to think about the easiest way to break it down for here, you know, on top of what you already said, like, it's, are we getting the chemical messengers that tell us that it's time to go to sleep or not? You know, there are many things that happen with circadian rhythm, diurnal rhythms, and et cetera, whether that's other supplementation. And why am I drawing a blank? I just completely forgot the word that I was going for. But the whole purpose is, we've got natural rhythms of sleep and wake cycles. Whatever we are habitually used to will make it a very common thing. As an example, you know, if we'll go back to movies, because we always like using these quotes, There's a very great one. Guy comes in to the office and she's like, somebody's got a case of the Mondays. Why do we feel so bad on Monday? Well, because we have a regular sleep and wake cycle Monday through Friday, and then we stay up late. We sleep in late on Saturday morning, Sunday morning, and then Monday comes and we've got to start that process all over again. And so in a case where we're trying to block adenosine, you know, like in this pilot study where they're looking at performing night missions, it just kind of helps restrict that natural process that's happening in the body to break us of those common cycles that we put ourselves on, we're in.
And I think it's interesting, you know, we look at it, you know, everybody talks about like pre-workouts. That's the biggest one that we see out there, right? But you have to understand, like with caffeine, I would say it's the world's most widely consumed, quote unquote, drug, psychoactive substance, naturally occurring, quote, stimulant, whatever you want to put on it, right? I would say caffeine is the most consumed supplement. If we're just, I'm going to use the term supplements, that's out there. Right? Would you agree to that?
I don't think there's anything else that would come close to matching it. And you know, obviously it's a large concern for us in the military. There's almost like a cult following around various energy drinks like Rippets that we all had overseas. And there's been times where you know, GNC is a supplement store that's in AAFES, all of our post exchange shops. And there's been some supplements that have been pulled off the market for, I'm saying this aggressively and harshly, you know, basically exploding 19-year-old kids' hearts from an absolute overuse.
Yeah, and I think, you know, when you look at the average, you know, the average adult in the United States, probably the average listener of this podcast, right? You know, caffeine is the most frequently informed or consumed supplement, right? And that's probably for most of us in the form of coffee, right? I would say coffee and pre-workouts for our listeners. Now, if we look at, you know, the United States, you could argue maybe soft drinks, tea, et cetera, you know, would be in there. And you're reading straight from, you know, this position paper in Western countries, approximately 90% of the adults consume caffeine on a regular basis. So think about that. That's a large amount, right? 9 out of 10 adults are consuming some type of caffeine on a regular basis. And the dietary caffeine consumption of US adult men and US adult women is estimated approximately 200 milligrams a day. You know, so just kind of, you know, throwing that out there to everyone, you know, this is a great topic to think about. It's a great topic for the listener to do some self-analysis about and just be like, okay, am I consuming caffeine, right? And why am I consuming it? Is it just habit, right? Because, you know, hey, coffee is just something I started doing in college and I continue to do coffee to this day. Or is it a specific dose to enhance your workouts? And that's really the goal of today. I want people to think about, okay, why am I using caffeine? What is the end goal to it? And like I said, the extremes, you know, that we want to touch on was like, hey, let's know what we're consuming, right? So that we don't have the abuse of it. But also understand why we're using it and know from a self-analysis standpoint what we're trying to do with the caffeine intake.
And so, like anything, we like to do a bluff, a bottom line up front. What are the benefits? Caffeine is mildly beneficial to benign. That's an important focal point. Like, it's not going to give you something absolutely incredible or extreme. How they benefit you is going to be based on your age, your gender, your health status, how you take, like, if you're using coffee versus a supplement. So, the preparation, the serving size, et cetera. All of those things matter. Now, what are we going to get from it? Or how much are we going to use? I think generally the number that I see for benefit is probably around 300 milligrams. Sometimes, you know, as low as 37 to 50, as high as 450. But you'll see some kind of benefit on physical endurance, cognitive performance, alertness, vigilance, mood, perception of fatigue. So in a sport context, you know, some of the things that we're looking at are you know, endurance, and utilizing fat stores, because caffeine can help mobilize fat stores a little bit easier, but also rated perceived exertion. So you can be doing the exact same task and it doesn't make you feel as though you are as tired as you otherwise would feel sans caffeine.
Yeah, and I think that you hit spot on for what I generally recommend. If people are looking at doing a caffeine-based pre-workout, I shoot anywhere from 150 milligrams to 300 milligrams. Once again, that's an average recommendation because people are different. It hits people a little bit different. Size of the athlete may matter, those type of aspects. But if you're looking at dosing caffeine, for benefits, for your workout, right? 150, 300 milligrams, and then what you're looking for is exactly what you said. It reduces the perceived effort. So if you don't think you're working as hard, right, you're able to work harder, which means you're going to be able to put more power output in. You're going to be able to run faster, ride faster, whatever it is that you're doing in your sport, you're going to be able to perform better. And then you have the rate of fatigue that's in there. So yes, there is that data out there that it increases lipolysis, which is the breakdown of fat. So you can use a little bit more fat for fuel, which preserves your muscle glycogen for later in the event. So we see that in our endurance sports. And then the other part that I like about it, it goes back to what you said, the perceived effort does have a little bit of like what I call dulling pain, right? So, you don't perceive as much pain inside of that, quote unquote workout, that session. And that's the reason we have caffeine in Mitol, right? So if you think about it, ladies, you think about Mitol, like that's there's a little bit of caffeine in there. So it is, it does have a little bit of a decrease in pain or dulling pain receptors. So that's what I like
Excedrin
to really
too.
use it for. What's that? I'm sorry.
Excedrin too for headaches.
Correct.
Does
So
that
I think those,
vasoconstriction type stuff?
yeah, I think those are the biggest benefits when we look at it using caffeine for performance, right? And then I think a lot of times, unfortunately, what happens is people, are consuming a little bit more caffeine than what they think because they've never really paid attention to maybe what's in their caffeine, what's in their energy drinks. And then when they don't have the quote unquote pre-workout or the caffeine, then their workouts suffer. And that's where there's a big, that's this caffeine's been put on a pedestal because they think that they need it for the workouts, but really they've just been consuming a high dosage of it, total for the day. And then when they don't have it for the workout, they really feel the negative effects of not having it.
Well, and so I'll give a story from when I was in Iraq back in, oh, this was probably 2009. Two pieces to it. Number one, all we got was BSN supplements overseas because that's what was in the AAFES stores. And I went and knocked on a buddy's door one day. I'm like, all right, it's time to go to the gym. Let's go. And he's like, I can't go today. I'm like, what do you mean you can't go today? He's like, I don't have my no explode. And if I don't have that, then I can't function. I can't leave. And he absolutely refused to go to the gym that day just because he didn't have his pre-workout supplement that was ungodly caffeinated. Now, I had no knowledge of the field back then. I think I'd maybe taken one exercise physiology course online at American Military University. And I think I bought some a first form thermogenic. Can't remember what the name of it was off the top of my head, but one of those fast pack things. And a buddy of mine had given me some of his NO Explode and it just a little bit of powder. So I mixed it up. I had four water bottles in my fridge, just shook up, ready to go. Buddy comes in and he asked for one. So I gave him one and just out of habit, since I gave him one, I grabbed one. Now, I didn't pay attention that I'd already taken a thermogenic. We got to the gym. I did one set of squats and I thought I was going to die. They walked me back to my room and sat with me for the next 4 hours to make sure I didn't die. Because I was, at that point, I was ungodly caffeinated and was having
Right.
physiological function issues.
Well, and I think that brings out the other thing, right? We have to understand, and the listener has to know that, for example, what all is in these supplements you're taking, right? So, I can't remember, that when you took the thermogenic from First Form, now it's 1 dB, right? It could have had a different name back then, but our thermogenic now is 1 dB. It has caffeine in it, right? So that's the reason there's a warning on there, like don't take this with another, pre-workout or caffeinated beverage. So I think that's the biggest, thing also that the listener needs to understand that when we're speaking of caffeine, it is definitely one of those things that more is not necessarily better, right? And if you look at it on a bell-shaped curve, there is a point on a bell-shaped curve that you become overstimulated that you're going to have negative effects. And these could be negative effects inside of your workout. These could be negative effects inside of your performance on your test, writing your paper, giving your speech, or your mission if we're speaking military, right? So being over caffeinated is definitely, once again, tipping the scale in the other direction. So making sure that you know how much is in there. And, if someone's never taken caffeine before, I'm probably they're going to put them somewhere around the recommendation of 100 milligrams to see how they respond. And then once again, my generic recommendation for most people is 100, 150 to 103 or to 300 milligrams for that sports performance, that extra oomph inside of their workouts. That's kind of where I live, in recommending that people take, the caffeine. And it truly is. I don't, this is not one of those supplements I'm like, okay, you need to take. This is one of those that I'm always like, if people are interested, I try it, I give them the parameters and let them go, from there, from that standpoint. So.
When you choose to work out also matters because caffeine has a very specific half-life. So if you're trying to work out at 9 p.m. at night and go to bed at 11, 11:30, that's not going to go too well for you.
Not at all, right? And this is just a personal preference because I think, pre-workouts and caffeine is going to be something that you just play around with and see what works best for you. I am a fan of First Forms Megawatt, which is actually a lower dose caffeine per serving. It's about 150 milligrams, either 125 or 150. I'm sorry, I don't have it memorized, nor do I have it in front of me. But it is a what we would consider a lower dose pre-workout, but it also has some nootropics, some ingredients in there, consider nootropics, which are more like mind stimulating for focus. That's what I enjoy about that pre-workout, right? So I get enough caffeine in there to where, yes, dull some pain receptors, my perceived performance or perceived effort's a little bit lower, and I just feel good. And I don't have a big drop off of it, nor does it stimulate me too much. So for me, once again, 43-year-old father who, just trains to being fit, trains a little bit of everything, endurance, lifting, CrossFit, like I enjoy that pre-workout better than, say our other, we have a what's called Project One, 300 milligrams of caffeine, more of the citrulline for the pump. There's people like that. I am not a big fan of that. So, my big takeaway for people who are going to be using it as a pre-workout is, try different ones, find the filling that works for you. That's probably the biggest takeaway, if you're looking to do it for a pre-workout. And then like what we talked about earlier, hey, if you're an abuser of caffeine, really think about that, right? Are you drinking 4 or 5 energy drinks a day plus, or 4 or 5 coffees for that matter, right? Like, and I get it. If it's just home brew coffee, what, 80 milligrams a cup for home brewed versus Starbucks could be 200 milligrams, for a Starbucks brewed, so taking in consideration how much coffee that you're consuming. So it doesn't have to be pre-workouts. Could be coffee that people are quote unquote over abusing.
Now, one extra piece that I do want to say from a myth standpoint is I don't know how many years or decade I heard people say that coffee will dehydrate you. It's not a diuretic. Now, you're not going to, let's say you drink 20 ounces of coffee, you're not going to get 20 ounces of net fluid, but it's not going to put you in the tank. It's not going to dehydrate you and cause problems in that regard.
In theory, there should be a positive water gain, right? Because if you think about coffee, it's water, right? Now, like you said, you're not going to get the whole, if it's a 20-ounce coffee, you're not going to get a true 20-ounce net increase in fluid intake, but you're still going to get some of that. So the problem that we see is, when people do caffeine, the reason it is in quote unquote fat burners and appetite suppressants, caffeine does work as an appetite suppressant. There can be people who drink coffee, have some caffeine, and they're just not hungry. And then when you're not hungry, a lot of times you're not thirsty, so you don't drink enough. That's where I see the hydration status come into play, is secondary, just that decrease in hunger and decrease in the thirst mechanisms.
I think one extra piece, if you're not doing caffeine right now, don't start before a big event. Like if you're going to go out and you're going to run a 5K and you haven't done that before, I got a paper here that says that in a 5K, you're going to lose about 17 seconds, 17, 19 seconds. Not a major difference unless you're trying to, you're close on a competition scale and you want to win your age group or whatever. But there can be some GI discomfort or leading to an evacuation of things in your tract that you need to watch out for if you are not used to using the product.
Good rule of thumb. I've got I'm going to finish with some recommendations, straight out of some of our military reading for sustained optimal alertness for missions, right? And I think we do a good recap of like the take homes, for people that comes to caffeine. So if we're looking at sustained operating missions, we're looking at a dosage of 200 milligrams at night at midnight, 200 milligrams again at 4 a.m. and at 8 a.m. Right. So if you're having to do a mission completely overnight, stay up all night. So a couple of takeaways in this, you mentioned this earlier. We're within that range that both you and I have found personally works well, and then what has worked with our clientele, the 150 milligrams to 300 milligrams for the average person. So here it is at a 200 milligram, which is kind of in between that, and then roughly every 4 hours. So it's catching that high half-life that you mentioned, right? So we're taking the dosage of the caffeine, we're alert before we lose all of that alertness, right? And once again, those adenosines building back up. We're going to do another dose of caffeine to keep that adenosine at bay to stay alert, right? So basically doing 200 milligrams every, 4 hours. Okay. So I just want to kind of mention that as another way, when if you're pulling an all-nighter for school or hey, you're a mother or father and you're driving all night, right? You decide to leave for the beach for spring break in the middle of the night. Okay, hey, 200 milligrams of caffeine every 4 hours, right? Because optimal performance and optimal alertness matters. Because I want to get your family to the beach safely or to wherever is safely. Okay. So hopefully, once again, not a bunch of details today with this one. Just want to scratch the surface on caffeine. There is a whole lot of rabbit holes that we'll go down with this. I think the big takeaways is one, don't abuse it, right? Have the self-awareness if you're consuming 4 or 5 energy drinks a day or 20 ounce, 4 or 5 Starbucks a day or whatever the case may be, right? Don't overdo it. Two, back to the story, Vic, that you said, know what products you are consuming that has caffeine in it. That way you don't accidentally over quote overdose or have too much caffeine in it, and realize that more is not necessarily better when it comes to caffeine intake. Dosage of 150 milligrams to 300 milligrams works for most people. I would start on the smaller end if you want to add it in. And Vic, the one you added into here, what I really liked is, hey, if you haven't been doing it, don't do it right before your main event or before a big event that you have planned. Work it into your training, see how you respond to it, and then you can work it into your events, from that standpoint.
And the last thing that I'll say is watch out with tolerance or inducing a tolerance effect. If, like I've got 16 to 20 ounces of coffee here, I'll have a few of those every single day. The benefit that I'm going to get out of it, because I've been doing it habitually for years, is not going to be as great as somebody who is a casual user or a user for specific performance. Like when we're looking at the military setting, we're not doing that every single night with 200
Right.
milligrams because
Great,
then you're
great
not
point.
going to get the effect out of it. The last study that I'll mention, they did 3 milligrams per kilogram per day. They saw a benefit for a month. After that month, the benefit started to subside and the placebo group started catching up. So do watch how often you use it for and what you're using. Like I'm not going to stop because I love the taste of coffee.
100%. And that would be our, I wrote this down in our notes. Next one we'll talk about is how to, either taper off or take time off of caffeine so that you can use the amount, for performance benefits for certain events, whether that be the drive across country to get to the beach for spring break, or whether that be an all-nighter for your finals, whatever the case may be that you need to pull it in there. And once again, guys, what I would recommend, I'm a big fan of First Forms Megawatt. That is my preferred pre-workout. Lower dose caffeine, but has some nootropics in it. I like it in replace a lot of times energy drinks, right? We make some great energy drinks, but I like to do Megawatt sometimes instead of having an energy drink. A lot of times with energy drinks, it's more if I'm traveling and the taste of them more than anything, So just know the sources that they're coming from. If you're wanting to try caffeine for the first time, feel free to reach out, guys. Send me a message. We can discuss it. We can talk about it. But if you're looking for a pre-workout, I would definitely give Megawatt a shot. And I can put a link to it in the show notes. So, hope you guys enjoyed this first talk on caffeine. We'll be back with more episodes on caffeine. If you have any specific questions, studies that you do want to talk about when it comes to performance enhancing products like caffeine, let us know. And I hope you guys have a great day.